Hello everybody, and welcome to another episode of Sweet Bus. How are you guys? Things are quite intensive, the holidays approaching, everybody are preparing for a holiday mood, but sales still needs to sell at the end of the day. So for today, I actually wanted to talk about sales channels, and in particularly Upwork and LinkedIn. Hey guys, Dan Chudinkov here, and you're listening to Sweet Bus, scaling a digital B2B business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for.
So I had a call. I mean, now to give you the background, after the summit is over and everything, and I had to rest for a day or two, I'm back in sales. For me, it's really interesting that I'm rotating in the company. I'm like a month or two in marketing, where we do some fantastic stuff. Then the marketing continued doing great stuff, but I switched to sales, and then I put myself 100% in the sales department, and we change, we optimize, we improve, we do a lot of stuff in sales. And then for the next several months, then I'll switch to the execution, and then all over again, back to marketing, sales, execution, marketing, sales, execution. And I kind of like it. It keeps me busy, but also it keeps me in the game. I know what's happening. So now I was on the sales department. I had a call with a client, and he was really like, well, I need to grow my business. I'm thinking using Upwork as a sales channel. Now, look, okay, that's reasonable. I mean, we at Bisbee have an Upwork account. We even have a full-time employee that all she does is just apply on Upwork. And don't get me wrong, it's a freelancing world. We get some gigs out of it and some projects. But the conversation that I shared with him was quite interesting, even to me, as I was reflecting. But I was like, okay, tell me a bit, why did you choose Upwork? What's the reasoning behind? Well, I see a lot of gigs, and I thought of Upwork, so I just wanted to apply. Basic answer. And I was like, well, why don't you do LinkedIn outreach then? LinkedIn is also a channel. Or why don't you do cold calling or email? They're all just the different channels. And he's like, well, I don't know what are the benefits. And I was like, okay, let me now talk as a consultant, as a sales guy. And this is actually the main story I have to share with you guys, because I'm not sure you're even aware of it. But how I said it was, well, let me tell you just the advantages and disadvantages between Upwork and LinkedIn, because they're like two completely different channels with two different completely goals. I was like, let's take Upwork for example. Upwork is a freelancing in general, but I'm going to talk about Upwork. Freelancing is a really nice sales channel. Why? Because the customers, the people that pull the job ads are ready to buy. They have the money in their pocket, and they're ready to find the right company, the freelancer or an agency or a company. So it means that they are actually problem aware, so they know that they have a problem. They are solution aware, because they already know that how they can solve their problem, and they're actively looking for someone to help. What better can it get like that? So they are ready to take out their money. So that's like a great advantage. The next thing is that as they are ready to buy, there is no sales cycle. It's like in days. In the regular sales cycle, it could be weeks, months even. And on the freelancing world, there's no sales cycle. It's like, I need a guy to solve a problem. I'm putting a job on Upwork. I screen through several interviews. I find the right agency or company or freelancer, and I hire them. That's it. So that makes it really, really convenient. However, there are some disadvantages on Upwork. My biggest one is that people go on freelancing platform to find cheaper agencies or cheaper. They want to just go cheaper. They want to spend less money on a problem that otherwise in their local community, they would solve it much more expensively. And since they don't want to go expensive, they go on the freelancing world. So that's my first problem. They immediately are price sensitive. So Yes. Now, don't get me wrong, there are so many exceptions. Like, we had some of our best clients on Upwork. But generally speaking, yeah, people go to freelancing platform because they generally expect to find cheaper solutions. The second thing is that they expect to find cheaper. On the other hand, there are so many cheaper alternatives on Upwork. I mean, it's an international community, so you actually have an international competition. And if you think $10, $15, $20 is cheap per hour, it's cheap, try to look at the third world in developing countries like Bangladesh, Philippines, India. They have like a really varying lower rates. I've seen a lot of project proposals with $2 per hour, $3 per hour. Yeah, they do have 10 and 15 as well and 20, but majority of the competition on Upwork, they can really outbid you on price. And our strategy is that, well, if you cannot beat on price, you have to beat on quality, and then you have to be far more expensive. But then it's a really unattractive sales channel. I mean, you have an international competition, clients are actually looking for lower price. And the third thing is that you cannot target. You don't have an ideal target audience that you are reaching out to. No, you have no idea who are you talking to. You're just applying. And once you get the response, once you get them on a meeting, you will understand whether they are your ideal clients or not. You cannot really know that. So that's like advantages and disadvantages. But now let's move on. And finally, people, when they look on Upwork, they rarely ask for huge projects like a 50,000 euros, 100,000 euros. No, they rarely look for a high ticket service solution. What they usually do is that they need a small task, and then if they like you, it can eventually grow into huge projects or collaborations. I mean, we had so many experience on Upwork where someone needed only 5-10 hours for some task, or they needed some help with some planning stage or some small things that eventually grew into 7 people full-time working just on that project. So you understand what I mean. You cannot find a company. Yeah, there are exceptions, as I said, but the majority are small tasks and small gigs. So next, I said, well, that's the Upwork world. Now let's compare it to LinkedIn. LinkedIn, first thing, the best thing is that you specifically look for your ideal target audience. You know exactly who you're reaching out. You know them by industry, by geography, by company size, by job roles that you're reaching out. So that is one fantastic thing to have at LinkedIn. However, there are also downsides. First things first is they're not all your clients. You need to look for the clients from the crowd. It's like reaching from 100 companies, only 5% could probably be problem aware or solution aware. Most of them don't even need your services. So you're shooting in the dark. You don't know if they need your service or they can afford your service, so you have to reach out to a lot. So here is quantity gain, because you're reaching to more potential clients and trying to understand that if they need your service or not. But again, that's why you build relationship, because from the 100 could use your service. It's just a timing difference, not at this stage, maybe later, maybe sooner, some of them will eventually need your service. And the problem with the LinkedIn is that the sales cycle is much longer. Well, relationship building takes time, period. Yeah, you need to build some time period with them, build some relationship with them, build the trust, and eventually go to a project. The major advantage here, they rarely look LinkedIn for tasks. You look for more complicated solutions. Complete marketing strategy, redesign a website, complete consultancy and coaching and mentoring services. Yeah, this is the type of services I'm talking that you cannot really get it on a task. It is really more as a complete project rather than a small tasks. And I find it interesting, that's the attractiveness of LinkedIn, that yeah, you look for bigger projects, bigger complex solution that you're reaching out to your potential clients and you're discussing them. So more time, bigger money, highly targeted audience. And I shut up and on the corner was like, well, now it's up to you, man. I mean, if you want tasks, but faster turnaround, faster projects, you go Upwork. If you want more elaborate, more highly targeted leads and more complex projects, you go LinkedIn. And he was like, wow, I've never seen it summarized like this with the advantages and disadvantages on both platforms. And I was like, well, I can continue with email, cold calling, and all the other sales channels and their advantages and disadvantages. And he was like, no, you confused me enough. Now you gave me some headaches to think about. And although I had fun, I said, wow, I've actually never summarized really like this. And I should actually do a podcast. Why should company also have the freelancing as a separate sales channel? But it really helped me, because when I had that in my mind, I was like, that's a good point, that there are advantages and disadvantages, and then we consultants as doctors, we diagnose what the client wants, and based on that, we're actually recommending what are the best sales channels for that company, even if we're not offering it that. I had several potential clients that we've discussed, and we've ended up that they're not good fit for us. It's just like, you know what, with this product that you're having, I would actually set up a lead magnet and drive some traffic and Facebook ads to this channel, and that's how you're gonna sell it. But we don't do any of it. We don't do lead magnets, we don't do ads, we don't do anything, but that's the right route here. Yeah, just thought for you guys, now think in your business, whether Upwork or LinkedIn is a better fit for what you're trying to achieve. That's all I had for today. Holidays are approaching, so that's a lot of food, a lot of drinks for me, but that's the holiday spirit. I do hope you have a great day, and talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bizbeesolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.